Ukraine peace talks resuming. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A second straight day of negotiations set today in Turkey. There was some optimism after Ukraine's President Zelensky laid out a framework for Ukraine to declare its neutrality. But Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Morocco saying a short time ago he is not seeing signs of real seriousness on Russia's part. Russia claims it's drawing down its forces around Kiev, but President Zelensky speaking through an interpreter warning his forces.
The situation has not become easier. The scale of the challenges has not diminished. The Russian army still has significant potential to continue attacks against our state.
British military intelligence says Russian units suffering heavy losses in Ukraine have been forced to return home and to neighboring Belarus in an effort to reorganize and resupply. Several states are going to court in an effort to end the mask mandate on planes and trains.
21 states are suing federal health agencies over the ongoing requirement for face coverings to be worn on airplanes and other public transportation.
The CDC and the federal government and the Biden administration never had the power to issue this order originally.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody says the mandate is frustrating travelers and contributing to unruly passengers. That mask mandate for transportation was extended until at least April 18th. This lawsuit is aimed at immediately halting the CDC's travel mask rule.
Fox's Jared Halperin. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has once again blocked parole for Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten for the 1969 murders of Lino and Rosemary LaBianca in Los Angeles that occurred the day after the murders of actress Sharon Tate and four other people. Governor Newsom says Van Houten still remains a danger to society. This is the fifth time that a parole board has recommended Van Houten's release, only to be overruled first by former Governor Jerry Brown and now three times by Governor Newsom. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More than a week into spring, millions of Americans are facing the threat of severe weather.
Critical fire weather underway for the Texas Panhandle, much of Oklahoma, and southwest Kansas. The National Weather Service warns sustained winds in the region are kicking around 30 miles an hour, with gusts up to 50. Severe weather in the way of thunderstorms rolling across Louisiana, Missouri, Arkansas, up to Tennessee and into Florida. Forecasters warn of potential wind gusts over 75 miles an hour, and there's a risk for tornadoes stretching from the lower Mississippi Valley into the southeast. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Americans aged 50 and older can get a second COVID-19 booster shot if it's been at least 4 months since their last vaccination. Food and Drug Administration authorizing an extra dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines for that age group and for certain younger people with severely weakened immune systems. The Centers for Disease Control later recommending the extra shot as an option, stopping short of urging that those eligible rush out and get it right away. A controversial radio host offers to settle a lawsuit over the Sandy Hook shootings, but it's been rejected.
Alex Jones offered to pay $120,000 to each plaintiff who said he defamed them by insisting the killing of 20 first graders and six educators at Sandy Hook Elementary School was a hoax. The plaintiffs claimed they were subjected to harassment and threats from Jones's followers because of the conspiracy theories he promoted on his show InfoWars. Jones, in a court filing posted online Tuesday, also offered an apology for any distress his remarks caused. Last week, Jones defied a court order to appear for a deposition, citing health problems. A hearing is set for Wednesday at the plaintiff's request to sanction Jones for not cooperating. A judge last year found Jones liable, and a trial to determine how much he should pay is scheduled for later this year. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow up 338 points, NASDAQ gained 264. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.